This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay. And I welcome you to Country with Rita. The first one I'd love you to hear today is by Farron Young, and it's called Hello Walls. Farron was born in 1932 in Louisiana, USA, and he was raised on a farm owned by the family, and he learned to play the guitar and sing country songs as a boy. Apparently he sounded like Hank Williams, who was his biggest influence. While he was still at school, he formed a country band and began to establish a local reputation as an entertainer. And in 1953, he formed another band, moved to Nashville, where he became a member of the Grand Ole Opry and gained his first U.S. country chart hit with a song called Goin' Steady. His career was interrupted when, because of the Korean War, he was drafted into the Army, but certainly benefited from the exposure he received after winning an Army talent competition, and this led to him touring the world entertaining U.S. forces. Hello Walls was written by Willie Nelson and first recorded by Farron Young. Its success introduced Willie Nelson to the world as a songwriter. During COVID-19 lockdown, Willie changed it a bit and made it into a quarantine song. This is all about a guy whose love has left and all he can do is sit at home and talk to the walls, windows and ceilings. Rather sad.
Hello, walls.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner? That it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
Can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
My next one is called Devil Woman by Marty Robbins. Marty was born Martin David Robinson in 1925, and he was one of nine children. His father was an accomplished harmonica player, and his grandfather a travelling salesman and first-rate storyteller. They were both important influences on Martin and his songwriting. He taught himself how to play guitar while serving in the US Navy during World War II. And after the war's end, Robin started performing in local clubs and had his local radio and television programs by the end of 1940. His first number one country song was Singing the Blues. Devil Woman tells the story of being really tempted by a woman other than his wife, and he begs her to leave him alone as he really loves his wife and does not want to see her cry anymore.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef. Like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary had broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, let go me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
This is a beautiful song called Hello Darling by Conway Twitty. He was born in 1933, Harold Lloyd Jenkins, born in Mississippi, but we know him by his stage name, Conway Twitty. The Jenkins family moved to Arkansas when Conway was 10 years old, where he later formed his first singing group called the Phillips Country Ramblers. He had his own local radio show every Saturday morning and also played baseball, which was his second passion. He received an offer to play with the Philadelphia Phillies after high school, but he was drafted into the U.S. Army and served in the Far East. And while he was there, he organized a group called the Cimarrons to entertain his fellow soldiers. Hello, Darlin' is a song written and recorded by Conway Twitty. And he speaks, not sings, the two words, hello, darling, at the start of the song, but they're not repeated again in the song. Another song of lost love and wishing time could be turned back.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right. Except I can't sleep and I cry. I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you, just for old time's sake. Let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling, may God bless you, and may each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling. Gotta go now. Gotta try to find a way to lose his memory of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you.
Tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Lovely song called Before the Next Teardrop Falls by Freddie Fender. And Freddie Fender was born Baldemar Garza Huerta in 1937, and he was an American country rock and roll musician known for his work as a solo artist and in a group called Texas Tornadoes. He dropped out of high school at age 16 in 1953, and when he turned 17, he enlisted for 3 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. He served time in the brig, apparently, on several occasions because of his drinking, and he was court-martialed in 1956 and discharged with the rank of private. He apparently later received a letter from the Navy saying that he should never have been discharged dishonorably because of alcoholism, and he was given a general discharge. Before the Next Teardrop Falls is an American country and pop song and most famously recorded by Freddie Fender, who, it is believed, wrote the lyrics. The song is about lost love, and the singer is hoping that the new relationship won't work out. He is reassuring her that he is still there and ready to take her back should that happen.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me, by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
beautiful song called Adios Amigos by Jim Travis Reeves. He was a well-known American country and popular music singer-songwriter. He was born in 1923 in a small Texas rural community. He was the youngest of eight children and known as Travis during his childhood years. He won an athletic scholarship to university with baseball as his ambition, and he enrolled to study speech and drama, but quit after only 6 weeks to work in the Houston shipyards. He resumed playing baseball, becoming semi-professional, before severing a sciatic nerve during pitching, which ended his athletic career. This song is written by Ralph Freed and Jerry Livingston and first recorded and released by Jim Reeves in 1963. Adios Amigos is about accepting that he has lost the lady of his dreams to a good friend. He's saying goodbye and is wishing him well and asks that they name one of their children after him. I guess that's what is called bowing out gracefully.
Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. The road we have traveled has come to an end. When two love the same love, one love has to lose, and it's you she longs for, it's you she will choose. Adios, compadre, what must be, remember to name one muchacho for me. I ride to the Rio, where my life I will spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. Adios, compadre, let us shed no tears. May all your mañanas bring joy through the years. Away from these memories, my life I must spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend.
I really enjoy the songs by this next artist, Dave Dudley. He's singing 6 Days on the Road. He was born David Darwin Pedruska in 1928 and was an American country music singer, best known for his truck-driving country anthems of the 1960s and 1970s. At the age of 11, Dave's father gave him a guitar, but he had his heart set on being a baseball player. Actually, that's two of them that were baseball players. Throughout his teenage years, he played ball, becoming a member of the Gainesville Owls as a young adult. However, his career was cut short by an arm injury, and following his retirement from baseball, he became a DJ at a local Texas station, where he would sometimes play along with the songs on the air. The station owner encouraged him to become a performer, and Dudley followed his advice. In 1963, 6 Days on the Road became a big hit for Dudley. In the original version of the song, as recorded by Dave, the lyrics included the words, "I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide," which is a reference to stimulants some truckers use to keep driving to stay awake. Some remakes of the song replace these words with a reference to looking at the little white lines on the road.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like of some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's a coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and you renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710, and I'll be back next week, same time. My last song is by the wonderful Kenny Rogers, singing Me and Bobby McGee. He was born Kenneth Ray Rogers in 1938 and grew up poor, living with his parents and six siblings in a federal housing project. By high school, he knew that he wanted to pursue a music career, and he bought himself a guitar and started a group called The Scholars. The band had a rockabilly sound and scored a few local hits. He went on to cover many genres, including jazz, folk, country, pop, and rock and roll, and he sold over 100 million records worldwide during his lifetime. Me and Bobby McGee is a song written by American singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson, and was originally performed by Roger Miller. The song tells the story of two drifters, the narrator and Bobby McGee. The couple hitch a ride from a truck driver and sing as they drive through the American South. They visit California and then part ways, with the song's narrator expressing sadness afterwards. I've often wondered who he travelled with, because Bobby is both a girl and a boy's name, so I'm really not sure who he was with. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I took my mouth harp out of my old dirty red bandana. I was playing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With those windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby's clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Whoa! Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun,
Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done. And every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Whoa! Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Whoa! Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. And Bobby McGee. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Whoa, feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.